Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1044. We'll learn today Lilinishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerufua Shalema Sara Fega Basle Nechomash Takaver Fua Shalema Psoch Shachoy Lisrol. Getting back to our malacha of koitzer, uprooting. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about yesterday in reference to picking up fruits which fell off on Shabbos. It's not our simon, it's in Simon Shinchov Beis, but just we wanted to mention it. It was brought down in Sefer Yisrael Lachas. I just want to mention the reason why, just again to go through Shinchov Beis Siv Gimel. He says, Peiros Shenashru Minu Ilam B'Shabbos, fruits which became ripe or fell off the tree on Shabbos is assumed by Bayam. One is not allowed to eat it during the day. During Shabbos, Falerv Mutar Miyad. One is allowed to eat it right after Shabbos. But what's the reason, right? Well, why can't I? I'm not over Koitzer, right? I'm not uprooting the fruit. If I pull the apple off the tree, right? So that's Koitzer that I'm not allowed to do. But now already fell off on Shabbos. What's the problem with that? So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Zion over there that Mishum. Mishum Shema Yalav Yitlish, because we're afraid the person might go up and pull it off. So we're going to see there's quite a number of gezeiros which we'll talk about that is gezeiros Shema Yalav Yitlish. One might go up and pull off a fruit, one might go up and on the tree pull off a branch, and so on. There's a gezeiros one might come to be over Koitzer. V'gam Mishum, there's another Isser also, which is the Rabban, and V'gam Mishum, they're both the Rabban, Midrabban actually, but V'gam Mishum Muksa, also because of Muksa, these pears are Muksa, these apples or oranges or plums, whatever fell off the tree on Shabbos. They fell off the tree on Shabbos, so there's a concept in Muksa, which when we learn the halachas of Muksa, we're going to see, the Kevand Iskatsoi, Benish Moshes Iskatsoi Kula Yom, because of the fact that by Benish Moshes, in the beginning of Shabbos, this item was not usable, so then Iskatsoi Kula Yom, it becomes Muksa for the entire Shabbos. So that's sort of like the concept that we use over here also, says the Mishnah Berurah, again in Sifkat and Zion, Vagam Mishom Muksa, the Kevin Diskatsoi, Midaitoi Ben Hashmoshes, since Ben Hashmoshes, they were still attached to the tree, so I sort of like, I removed my mind from using those peris, the Hoya Oz Mechubert, since they were attached. I know that I can use them. I'm not allowed to pull fruits off the tree, right? So I... The concept in Muksa is that I remove my das from it. It's katzoy l'kuli yom, and it becomes the entire Shabbos that my das is halachically removed from that item. So that's the case over here from these plums, oranges, apples, whatever it is that fell off the tree, right? My mind was removed, or anything that's attached to the ground for that matter. Once it becomes detached on Shabbos, as long as it was attached before Shabbos, Bein Hashmash is going into Shabbos or on Shabbos itself, and became detached on Shabbos, so it blibes Muksa. It stays Muksa because I removed my mind from it. Okay, so now getting back to what we started talking about yesterday, in reference to walking, we said walking on regular grass, it's actually the Mechaber, it's a straight up Mechabas in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Simen, back to our Simen, which is Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Gimel, Mutter Leilach Al Gabi Asav, the person's allowed to walk on regular grass, Bein Lachem, Bein Yveshim, whether it's dry, whether it's wet, whether it's dry, Kem Shein Mischavin Litlish, because they don't have a mind to pull it up. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma in Sifka and Chav Dalet, Mashma beGemara Shafilu Masavim Hey Maruches. Even if it's tall grass, in regular grass, like on the street, you see regular grass, that's no problem. Regular short grass, that's not the issue, no problem at all. But Afilu im, even if it's tall grass, Vuhoylech Yochef, and even if you're going barefoot, the person's walking and they're walking barefoot, it's still okay, it's still allowed. One's allowed to walk even barefoot, even in tall grass. So Asavim. And if a person's barefoot, they could sometimes it gets caught in between one's toes. Afilu hachi is mutter; it'll still be allowed. The lav psik reisha who sheyit tolish. It's not a psik reisha as you're walking. It's not like automatically going to happen as you're walking that it's getting caught in between your toes and it's going to get pulled out. It's not going to happen automatically, inevitably. So therefore, since it's not a psik reisha, it's not going to happen automatically or inevitably. Right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. V'lochein afilu im yitolish, even therefore, since it's not a secretion, we see that we're going to see this concept throughout many, many different malachas, which we've spoken about till now, and we'll continue to talk about that. If a malacha is not a psikration, whereby the action a person's doing, what is psikration? Again, a action that is allowed to be done, okay, but it'll happen inevitably or automatically, a malacha will happen. Like we said, we spoke about many times, a person opens up the refrigerator, take out their grape juice, and the light is there, and the light will go on. I open up the door. I don't care. I'm not opening up the door for my light. I'm opening up the door to get out my fish or my kugel, right? But the light automatically goes on, so then you're not allowed to open up the door. We're talking about a Jewish person. By a goy, it's different. We said there's no psikration. Okay. So that's a psikration, but the action is allowed to be done, okay? But if I do an action that's allowed to be done, and basically it's not going to happen, the issue is not going to happen, the isser is not going to happen, so if it does happen, then we say that the person, einay mischaven lezeh, the person is not, doesn't have, does his kavan is not to do that malach. So over here is the same thing. So we want to say, when the person walks on regular grass, you're allowed to walk on grass, what's the problem? I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, gezunt heid, I'm allowed to walk on grass. So the action is allowed. Now, so we have to see step number two. Step number two, will the grass be torn out as I'm walking, constantly as I'm walking, will the grass be torn out? Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us no. Mishnah Berurah says no. The lav psikreisha hu sheitolish, it's not psikreisha that'll get torn out, even on tall grass, and even vuhoilich yochiv sha'asavim regilin liyas nidbakim b'kishreitz boisiv. Even so, even tall grass and even walking barefoot, it's not going to automatically get torn out. So shu einim achavin, since the person does not have a mind, his kavana is not to tear out the grass, therefore one is allowed to walk, but even barefoot, the chiddush is even barefoot on tall grass. But he says, getting back to what we spoke about yesterday in the beginning of today's shir, mikol mokam im la'acher halichase. Good. So now the case is like this: I'm walking on the grass, on tall grass, and I'll walk even barefoot, or I'll walk with my shoes. It doesn't make a difference. And a good chunk of the time, I don't tear out the grass, but here and there, a piece of grass might be torn. One out of 20 steps. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. So whatever it is, that grass that's torn out is not on a level, it's not a psikration, it's not going to happen automatically, inevitably, but if it does get torn out of the ground, right, a piece of grass, and it gets stuck to my shoe, right, now the question is, oh, so now the problem is, it's something that got torn out of the ground, like we said, the fruits that fell off the tree, over here the grass was torn out of the ground, as I'm walking, here and there, a piece of grass might have gotten torn out and got stuck to my shoe, but it's something that was attached before Shabbos to the ground. Oh, so now it becomes muksa. Since it's attached before Shabbos to the ground, or Beinash Mashis, or even on Shabbos to the ground, and now as I'm walking on Shabbos, here and there a piece of grass might get torn out and attached to my shoe, although I don't have intention to do it, so that's no problem. The walking, but to take it off is a problem, because now that piece of grass is muksa. Because Mokam says in Mishabura, Im la'achar lichosai, motza shenidbeku asavim biraglav, after the person finishes walking, they find out, they look at their foot, they look at their shoe, and they see that grass got stuck in asam raglav beim netzbaisa, between their toes or al menolav, or attached to their shoe, right? Either they're walking barefoot, it got stuck between their toes, or they're walking with shoes or whatever, with slippers or whatever it is they're walking with on the grass, and here and there a piece of grass might have gotten torn and attached to their shoe. Then we have a problem of yizor shelo yisal kem biyodav. One has to be careful not to remove that piece of grass with their hands, because that grass is muksa, because that grass was attached to the ground from before Shabbos by Bein Hashmashes, so even on Shabbos, and now on Shabbos itself it got torn out, so it blibes muksa. That's true, but till to mishum muksa, the Bein Hashmashes ha'im mechubar, because Bein Hashmashes, right before Shabbos, it was Bein Hashmashes, again, is that time period between Shkia and Seisuk HaChavim, before it gets dark, which is, obviously, we're Mekabel Shabbos, but if it's attached to the ground at that time, or on Shabbos itself, and now on Shabbos it got torn out, so it is Muksa, because it affects, like we spoke about, the same thing, like the fruit attached to the tree, same thing would be the grass attached to the ground. So one just has to be careful. Yizor Shalei Salka Miyodav tells us, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Chov Dalid, not to remove it with one's hands, but with your foot, you could, by the way. excuse me, with your foot, you could. In other words, if I have a piece of grass on my shoe, good, I walked on the grass, not a psikration, no problem. It's not going to happen automatically, inevitably. But a piece of grass got torn out. Now it's stuck to my shoe. I can't remove it with my hands because it was attached to the ground. So how do I remove it? So you could remove it with your other shoe. With your other shoe, you could push it off, or with your foot, or whatever the case is, you could push it off. That's no problem because one is allowed to move muksa, a muksa item with their foot. That is no problem. Tilta bagufa is allowed. We paskin it's allowed. There are those who ask, but the lemaisa we paskin that it's allowed, and one would be allowed to move that piece of grass from their shoe with their other shoe or with their foot or so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.